of the Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortices of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Hello, everyone. Happy Friday and happy Pride Month as well. I am Savoir Faire, and I have a special edition of Songs from the Squid Pod for you tonight. That's right, tonight is the 2022 Squid Pride Extravaganza. For the next hour, I'll be featuring music from LGBTQ artists, but there are a couple of artists in tonight's playlist that don't fall under the rainbow. We also have some LGBTQ history coming up later in the show, so be sure to stick around for that. And of course, we've got the Squid Pride 80s trivia question of the week, which will kick off the show tonight. 40 years ago this month, Joe Jackson released his first and only platinum-selling album. It would reach the top five in the US and the UK, and it would be his only album to reach the top five in either of those countries. Name the album. I'll have the answer to the Squid Pride 80s trivia question for you at the end of the show, but feel free to text the answer to the station at 781-350-3264. Again, that's 781-350-3264. I will be monitoring it live for the next hour. I also post the Squid Pod 80s trivia question on Twitter at Squid Pod Radio, so feel free to reply to the tweet with your answer. Nothing like a little Italo disco to get you moving tonight, only on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Shooting stars, six times. I want
Jack to the beat. much about yourself a diamond chain. To look real cool while you're telling all your friends it's fake. But you know it's lies. Another bitch from the Upper West Side. Credit cards cutting all of your lines. Yeah. To feel like gold when you're dancing on broken hearts. And you know it's true. You're no good till they're looking at you. Bad front, I can see right through. Yeah. I can't stop judging everything you do. I can't get enough of you. I can't stop.
magic.
There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good, it sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
This is Songs from the Squid Pod, and we are in the midst of the 2022 Squid Pride Extravaganza. We began tonight's show with some Italo Disco from Roy and his track Shooting Star Six Times from 1987. Roy's real name is Ubaldo Roy Zambelli. Keeping the Euro sub-theme going, we heard from Dead or Alive and Come Home With Me, Baby, from their 1988 release Nude. French DJ and producer Kitty Smile followed with his track Teardrops in the Box from 2017. Yes, 2017. The Squid Pride Extravaganza is one of four special editions of Songs from the Squid Pod throughout the year, where I relax the 80s requirement, the others being the Holiday Spectacular, Black History Month, and the Women's History Month editions of Songs from the Squid Pod. Bringing it back to the States, King Princess from New York gave us Upper West Side from her 2018 release, Make My Bed. And closing out the set was Prince and Automatic from 1982's 1999. Prince and Roy Zambelli are the only two artists in tonight's playlist who don't fall under the LGBTQ rainbow. I thought I'd talk a little bit about LGBTQ history. I won't go through the entire month, but I will speak about this week in LGBTQ history, beginning with Sunday, June 5th, because it was on that day in 1981 that the CDC first officially reported on what would become known as the AIDS epidemic, after they described cases of a rare lung infection in five young, previously healthy gay men in LA. June 6, 1875 was the birthday of German author Thomas Mann, whose work was instrumental in introducing the discourse of same-sex desire into general culture. Mann was a winner of the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1929. He fled the Nazis to the U.S., where he lived until the increased surveillance and censorship of the McCarthy era forced him to return to Europe. June 7, 1954, computer scientist, mathematician, and legendary World War II codebreaker Alan Turing committed suicide 3 years after being sentenced to chemical castration for having a relationship with a man. June 8, 2015, Jamie Lee Henry, a doctor and major in the Army's Medical Corps, became the first openly transgender active duty U.S. Army officer. Department of Defense regulations that banned transgender individuals from U.S. military service were officially repealed on June 30, 2016. June 9, 1891 is the birthday of composer and lyricist Cole Porter. That's a small hint at the answer to tonight's Squid Pride 80s trivia question. Today, June 10th, back in 1997, Jay Fassett became the first openly gay candidate to win a primary election in the state of Virginia. On June 11th, 1972, the first issue of the Canadian feminist newspaper The Other Woman was published. It was published through the mid-70s and was a combination of several feminist newspapers with the predominant input from lesbian feminists. And closing out this week in LGBTQ history is June 12th, 2016, when a gunman opened fire at the gay nightclub Pulse in Orlando, Florida, killing 49 people and wounding 53 others. Forgive me for ending on a somber note, but I feel it worthy of both remembrance and as one more example to add to the gun debate currently going on in the country. History is important, but I'll try to get the mood back on the positive side with something from Jermaine Stewart here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Secret, oh no, all over town, everybody's talking. me. I know you miss me. I know you miss me, beloved.
We'll be right back. faces below. It's down on the street and it's trying hard to force us to flow. Oh, my heart's in the basement, my weekend's at an all-time low. Cause she's hoping to score, so I can't see her letting him go. Walk out of her heart, walk out of her mind. Oh, not her. She's so swishy in her satin and tan, in her frock coat and bibbidi-bobbidi hat. Oh, God, I could do better than that. Oh, yeah. She's an old-time ambassador, sweet-talking, night-walking games. Oh, she's known in the darkest clubs for pushing ahead of the dames. If she says she can't do it, then she can't do it. She don't make false claims. But she's a queen, and such a queen, such a laughter is sucked in the brains. Now she's leading them on, and she'll lay it right down. Yes, she's leading them on, and she'll lay it right down. And it could have been me, yes, it could have been me. Why didn't I say, why didn't I say? Now, she's a whiskey in her side and a tide. In her mouth, oh, the bibbidi-bobbidi hat. Oh, but I could do better than that.
You've been listening to the 2022 Squid Pride Extravaganza with moi, Savoir Faire. Hope you enjoyed all the great music from LGBTQ artists tonight. I will return next week with our usual look back at the 80s, so be sure to join me Friday night at 10 p.m. sharp. Before I go, we need to address the Squid Pride 80s trivia question of the week. 40 years ago this month, Joe Jackson released his first and only platinum-selling album. It would also reach the top five in both the US and the UK and would be his only album to reach the top five in either of those countries. Name the album. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pride 80s trivia question is Night and Day. That was Joe Jackson's fifth album, and the name is taken from the Cole Porter song of the same name. The album featured three singles, Steppin' Out, which reached number six in both the UK and the US, and was nominated for Pop Male Vocal and Record of the Year at the 1983 Grammys. The single Breaking Us in Two went to number 18 on the US Hot 100 and number 59 in the UK. The third single was Real Men, which I'll end the show with, but let me run down what you've been listening to. Jermaine Stewart began the last set with The Word Is Out from his 1986 release Frantic Romantic. Culture Club followed with Miss Me Blind from Color by Numbers from 1983. Philly-based Shamir was in there with Other Side from 2020, going way back to 1974 with David Bowie's Queen Bitch. LA's Hayley Kiyoko followed with Girls Like Girls from her 2015 release This Side of Paradise, and we wrapped up the set with George Michael and Fast Love Part 1 from his third studio album Older from 1996. Enjoy the rest of Pride Month and the weekend in general. Stay safe, get vaccinated if you haven't already, and be sure to get the booster as soon as possible. I'll leave you with the third single from tonight's answer to the Squid Pride 80s trivia question. Ciao.
So it goes, go round again, but now and then we wonder who the to admit what you call defeat. Cause there's women running past you now and you just drag your feet. Man makes a gun, man goes to war. Man can kill and man can drink and man can take a whore. Kill all the blacks, kill all the reds. And if there's war between the sexes, then there'll be no people left. And so it goes, go round again. But now and then we wonder who the real men are. Whoa, 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 whoa,
listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.